Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. Last time, we heard how baby Moses was saved and grew up in Pharaoh's palace, even though he was born during a dangerous time for the Israelites. Today, we'll see what happened as Moses grew older. How God prepared him for something great, even when things didn't go as Moses expected. Are you ready? Let's begin. Moses was raised as a prince in the palace of Egypt. He wore fine clothes, ate rich food, and learned the ways of the Egyptians. But deep inside, he always knew he was different. He knew he was an Israelite, one of the people who were forced to work as slaves. As Moses grew, he began to notice the suffering around him. He saw how unfairly his people were treated. One day, when he was a grown man, he saw an Egyptian hurting an Israelite. Moses became angry and did something wrong. He killed the Egyptian man. When Pharaoh found out, Moses had to run away. He left behind his life in the palace and escaped into the desert. Moses ended up in a place called Midian. There, he helped some shepherd girls and was invited to stay with their family. He married one of the daughters and became a shepherd himself. Instead of golden halls, Moses now walked through quiet fields. He took care of sheep every day. It may have seemed like a simple life, but during those years, God was preparing for something big. One day, while watching his sheep near a mountain, Moses noticed something strange. A bush was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. Moses went closer, and there he heard God speak. God told Moses he had seen his people suffering in Egypt, and he wanted Moses to go back and lead them out of slavery. Moses didn't think he was ready. He even told God, "I'm not good with words." But God reminded him, "I will be with you." Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." God had been preparing all along, from the palace to the desert, so that when the time was right, Moses could step into the role God made just for him. And God does that for us too. He can use all the parts of our story, the good and the hard, to get us ready for something bigger than we imagined. What a fascinating story. Let's think of some things together. Have you ever felt unsure of yourself, like Moses did? Can you think of a time when something hard helped you grow? What do you think God might be preparing you for right now? Have you ever felt like you messed up or had to start over? Moses did too. But God didn't give up on him. Even when we make mistakes, God can still use us for something good. Remember, no matter where you are or how small you feel, God sees you, and He has a good plan for your life. Thanks for joining me today. Next time, we'll hear about Moses' big mission, going back to Egypt to speak to Pharaoh. Will Pharaoh listen? And how will God show His mighty power to rescue His people? Don't miss it. Until next time, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God is with you every step of the way. Bye for now.